membrane. If you're going to put decking down, why make it so tall? Why not cover the whole space rather than lay a margin of stones around the edge? This tiny space, walled and therefore closed to hedgehogs and amphibians, without shrubs for birds to fly into, few flowers for bees to visit. My garden is nothing more than a wooden box placed on top of something. Earth, I hope. A box that, somehow, needs to be opened. I lie in bed sifting through photos. There's a packet I keep in my bedside table and always have, wherever I've lived. It's an old 1980s Max Spielman packet containing a hodgepodge of photos, old and less so. Little windows into my first 15 years. There are photos of me as a child, forced into a dress and placed in front of the hydrangea. A few years later in shorts in front of the holly, in the high chair holding my newborn baby sister. There are rare photos of me with Mum and Dad, one of Great Aunt Gertie's 90th birthday. Pictures of cousins, uncles, aunts, granddad, random photos taken by me of a donkey and some cows. Mum with an acid perm, 1980s. Mum in turquoise silk shirt, matching turquoise earrings and turquoise rimmed glasses, 1990s. And my most precious of all, the one I keep returning to and which is hardwired onto my brain, of the garden. I was two when my parents bought a house around the corner from where my mum grew up. A four-bedroomed, semi-detached Edwardian cottage in Solihull. It had servants' bells, beams in the ceiling and enormous wooden doors with a latch rather than a handle. It cost £2,000. It was a doer-upper, hadn't been touched for years. Spiders rained and, whenever my parents' backs were turned, I would escape next door through the broken fence panel for a milkshake and a spider-free chat with the neighbours. Backing onto the sports club that separated my house from the one Mum grew up in, the garden was a wilderness. I spent my earliest years looking out of the living room window onto a 1950s patio with a hydrangea and a scrappy bit of cotoneaster, underplanted with lily of the valley. There was a long, thin lawn, a path that snaked between two ornamental borders, and an old driveway leading to a concrete garage. A brick-built air raid shelter, possibly one of the communal ones built by the government in the 1940s, served as a dark, ivy-covered shed. Beyond this was the vegetable patch, where foxes lived. I don't really know how it started. There are photos of me, aged two, sitting in mud, planting and digging up things. I wasn't really encouraged. No one ever spotted the passion and tried to engage. I was left to my own devices, thrown out in all weathers while Dad checked the football fixtures and Mum cleaned the house. I made friends with the worm and the...